Well, it is time to grease those muffin tins and polish those saucepans, because we are back with Wise Woman Cook-Off, where cooking and wisdom combine to form an unforgettable culinary competition. Now, before we bring out tonight's celebrity chefs, we're going to welcome onto the stage our apprentice chef contestants taken from today's studio audience. Ladies, come on out. Welcome. Now, are you ladies ready to go for the grand prize by learning how to make today's fabulous dessert?
Yes!
Awesome. And are you ready to take in life-changing wisdom from the celebrity chef of your choice?
Yes!
Fantastic. Then let's meet our apprentice chef. We have Cardinal Perry from Kelmswood, New Jersey. Cardinal is a full-time mom with toddler twins. She now has 3 kids under the age of 4. Today, she says, she is looking forward to the rare opportunity of speaking in complete sentences.
Yes, I am.
Now, Cardinal, tell us what you need to learn today.
Well, preferably how to make something that is not microwaved or has the ingredients peanut butter or jelly.
Fantastic. And what wisdom do you need?
Anything that can get me through this day. I have my husband texting me every 5 minutes asking, where is the passy? Just look for it, Phil. It's either in the crib or the microwave. I need something I can hold on to.
Fantastic. And now we have our contestant number 2, Ariel Taylor. She is a beauty consultant from Jackson, Mississippi. Ariel, welcome. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I just got married 4 weeks ago today. Hi, Donnie. I love you.
Congratulations. And tell us why you need wisdom today.
Well, I just got married, I just got a new job, and I just moved, so pretty much my stress level's through the roof. The only thing that would make it worse is if I had a baby.
I would wait a little bit before you start that. He's asking, how do I know if they're having diarrhea? Honey, you'll just know.
Okay, back to you, Ariel. Tell us why you need wisdom today.
Okay, well, if you would have asked me 4 weeks ago, it would have been, I need to get through this wedding. But now it's, I need to get through my life. Like, how do I be married? I don't need 3 steps to nothing. I need wisdom. And world peace for the children. That's my final answer.
Lovely. Contestant number 3 is Palin Whitford from Adnoy, Wisconsin.
Hi.
Now, Palin is a single mom and director of HR for Glenfield Medical Center. Palin, tell us why you need wisdom today.
My daughter's going through puberty, I'm going through menopause, and my grandmother's going through Alzheimer's. So if I win the prize money, I'm going to use it to pay off some bills and then take a weekend for myself, like get away, you know, because I just really need it. I just really, 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 really need it. Sorry, mood swing. I'm back. Anyhow, that'd be great.
Wonderful. Okay, well, before we bring out today's celebrity chefs, remember, ladies, your first challenge is to figure out which chef is going to be the best cook and offer the most wise, sound advice. Now, the rules are, once you've chosen your chef, you go and stand behind them. They only get one chance, so choose wisely. And now, let's bring out our celebrity chefs. Celebrity chef number 1 is the beautiful and the accomplished Miss Janelle Lequise.
Hello. I am so excited to be here and teach these lovely young women how to make my favorite chocolate meringue. I teach the secret French way to make a meringue, and with an exquisite Belgian chocolate filling, it is magnifique.
Oh, fantastic. And now for her competition, the fabulous Miss Consuela. Oh, no, wait. Oh, we have a last minute change here, folks. Tonight, celebrity chef number 2 is Miss Addie Pease.
Hello. Today,
never go by my king and my special recipe. It's my grandmom's English tea cake. Surprisingly simple, a little bit of grated orange rind gives it an unexpected kick, making it a real corker.
Great, let's get back to Janelle Lequise. Can you tell us a little of the wisdom you'll be sharing with these young apprentice chefs that will make cooking with you as delectable as your dish?
I would love to. Well, to start off, I will be talking about what every young woman needs to have, and that is sound doctrine. Oh, doesn't just the sound of it make you tingle with anticipation? As Christians, we are called to be above reproach in every area of our lives. And how do we know how to do that? By having sound doctrine. We'll explore being self-controlled from various passions and pleasures, never arguing or speaking evil of anyone, never lie, always be kind, even to those who irritate us. Oh, and there's more, but I don't want to spill all the beans.
Wonderful. And Miss Addie Pease, could you give us some details of the wisdom you'll be sharing along with how to make your English tea cake?
Well, I think first of all, I'm going to ask them to tell me a little about themselves. You know, tell me about your spiritual journey up to this point, and that can be anything, just so we get to know each other a little better. You know, we do that while we're creaming the butter and sugar and a little bit of cream.
That's sweet.
But why chit-chat when we have so little time? While whipping meringue, I'll get right to it, chapter and verse, about what it means to be a Christian and all the responsibilities and services we are called to do daily. That should take us the first half hour, leaving us all joyous and refreshed.
Well, now, I think we need to bring Jesus into the midst of all that. Otherwise, it starts to sound like dieting. You know, it's good for you. But who wants to do that forever? No, it's got to be personal. You know, the love of Jesus, presence of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace.
Yes, but we need doctrine to keep us from going off into random feelings. I'm going for what is right and true here.
Well, I'm going for what's beautiful and good as well.
But these young women need direction for their lives. You talk all about feelings. Well, that can lead anywhere.
Well, that's what brought me to Jesus, was someone shared with me first about his love and his mercy, and oh, that came and hit me right in a very difficult time in my life.
Well, I'll do that too. But let's not forget, we need to grow in maturity, and we need to grow in modesty and purity and training and righteousness, and how you can never do enough to please God.
Is that last one a doctrine?
I'm sure it's in there. I just need to check.
Well, what about the needs of the heart?
What about the need for behavior?
Well, it's about relationship.
You know a tree by its fruit.
Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden.
And before our celebrity chefs start duking it out with scripture, are there any last remarks you have for your apprentice chefs?
Well, I think while my cake is in the oven, I'm going to be sharing some scripture of what helped me in knowing Jesus better. And then we're going to talk about how we need him to maneuver through all these hard changes in life.
A little vague. But before I slip this French delicacy into bake, we will have gone over in memorable PowerPoint all the doctrine needed to be a woman of God, girded to know what to do every minute of the day.
Fantastic. Well, celebrity chefs, let's turn around and greet your apprentice chefs.
Was it something I said?